This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
All right, I practiced this before we came on the air. I'm going to butcher it nonetheless.
This could be about Patrick Mahomes. It could be about Travis Kelce. You know I do not follow the NBA, but man, this is a fascinating story.
Why don't you say the first name and I'll say the last name?
Story here from New York Times. When Victor
Wembanyama
swapped jerseys with a young fan after the San Antonio Spurs 96-87 win over the Nets at the Barclays Center on December 27th, it created a viral image that delighted the internet. Think, hey, Mean Joe.
A little boy said, hey, well, you want to swap jerseys? And there is a viral photograph of this, of course, very, very tall NBA player holding up the little boy's teeny tiny jersey with his name on it. And then the little boy is holding up this gigantic jersey with Wembanyama's name on it. And it's just a sweet moment because the NBA player said, yes, I will trade jerseys with you after the game.
What followed has turned a sweet interaction into a hotly debated issue that has now reached the New York Supreme Court.
By the way, Victor is 7'3".
The 5-year-old boy who is wearing a tiny Spurs Victor
Wembanyama
jersey and his father attended the game with a sign that read, Victor
Wembanyama,
will you swap jerseys with me? After the game, they were invited onto the court where the swap was carried out in front of the cameras, with the boy getting
Wembanyama
game-worn City Edition top and the 7'3"
Wembanyama
getting the comically small replica. However, on January 14th, it was announced the jersey would be a featured item in the Golden 100 auction opening on January 22nd with a starting bid of $10,000. This sparked a public backlash. Many people who found the original interaction so endearing felt that this was distasteful.
Now we want to make money off of
to
it.
To cash in on the gifted jersey so quickly. However, those who defended the move pointed out that the jersey would likely bring in a significant amount of money for a family and potentially have a life-changing impact on the child.
You could pay for a handful of semesters of college for that child. I had no idea that a worn NBA jersey could fetch $73,000. There are other jerseys of this man's whom I have never heard of, that has cleared, quote, $700,000 in the sports trinket market. That is not a typo, Scott.
I know.
Other jerseys of this guy's have sold for $700,000.
So his jersey already, and he is brand new to the league, has sold for $726,000.
So then the question becomes, when someone gives something to you, it was a sweet viral moment. Do I think the family set out to, oh, let's go see if we can get a jersey and then sell it and make a bunch of money? I don't. I think they went to the game. The kid asked him to swap jerseys. The player did.
It was just one of those moments.
And then I think the family started thinking, oh, wow. Like, we now have something that theoretically could, if we put this, you know, in the bank and do it correctly, could probably pay for college for this kid.
Well, and they might have Googled what is a Victor Wembanyama jersey worth, and if you see $726,000, all of a sudden you're more likely to throw that thing up for auction.
Then why did they sell
people
it for $73,000?
Were furious.
That's just how auctions go.
The dad has now stepped in and said, "Please release me from this auction. We don't want anything to do with this," because he and his son have since received, quote, unexpected exposure and harm from, quote, public scrutiny and harassment that has led to severe emotional distress, avoiding basketball games, and, quote, for this little buddy, believing his favorite player now dislikes him after the player posted online a crying emoji once he learned that they were trying to sell the jersey.
Let me rephrase that a little bit. Dad wants the jersey back. He wants out of the auction because his jersey that they put up, probably breaking their own kid's heart, sold for a tenth
of what,
other jerseys have sold for. They want to try again.
And by the way, auction houses don't do this for free. So I bet you that they're only looking at getting about $50,000 of that $73,000, if not less money. And so the dad's mad.
Yeah.
He wants more money.
He wants the jersey back. He wants to try it again.
And now he's using his son's ego and broken heart as an excuse to get the jersey back. Mm-hmm. No, you don't get it back.
The court declined to put a restraining order in effect for that auction. The court said nope, but there's another hearing coming up on this. So, number one,
You put it up for bid.
Should the dad have turned right around and sold it? Kind of a jerk move. The optics of that are not great.
They're terrible.
And is the family super poor and can't afford anything? I would have thought maybe they need the money. But if you're sitting close enough to at an NBA game,
where you can get in contact with a player,
that suggests to me that maybe they're doing just fine.
You're not up in the rafters.
No, they were not.
You're down close enough that Victor Wembanyama.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you. Is able to make contact with your kid and switch or swap jerseys.
I mean, you have to guess that they probably spent over $500 per ticket if they were close enough that not only did they see the sign, but they reacted and invited the kid down. You're not
$500 for an NBA game when they're 82 a season?
To be that close? Wow. Oh, easily.
Okay.
You're not worried about where your next meal's coming
I think from. The dad is sorry. I think it took a couple days to probably figure out this was the wrong move. Not only from a PR standpoint was this bad, but my son is now upset. He's 5 years old, doesn't understand why people are making fun of the family.
We could have made $600,000 more. It's always the money. He doesn't care about his kids' feelings. He's mad that he's out $600,000 that he could have got. Am I wrong or am I right?
You're right. And with the auction going through for $73,200, it's my understanding that those auctions are binding. You know,
I believe that's correct.
Gavel comes down and you are the winning bidder. Mm-hmm. That is a legally binding contract.
Even signing the contract prior to the auction puts that jersey in the possession of the auction house. Unless you have a specific reserve and that reserve is not met, you no longer own that jersey.
Why did this make news? If Patrick Mahomes had swapped jerseys with a kid, you always see Patrick at the end of the games taking off his headband and throwing it up to a child.
Sure, you see lots of players give out their cleats.
Yes. If a child and his father then turned around a week later and they were trying to hawk that on eBay, would the outrage be there the way we're seeing it?
Yes.
Okay.
And here's why. It was a sweet moment between a player and a very young fan, hijacked by a father who wanted to make a quick buck.
I feel bad for the kid.
I do too.
And that kid will forever be holding the memory that I got a game-worn Victor Wembanyama jersey on the court. It went viral, and Dad took it and sold it.
What the dad should have done is gone down to Rally House, gotten a replica jersey,
a fake,
swapped it out,
sweat in it a little bit, never told the kid. Worn it down to the corner lot.
I'm going to take the money and do the wrong thing, but let's not drag the 5-year-old into it. He'll never know.
Maybe if you sit on it, I mean, think about this.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.